Okay, Parshas Chayesara. As we know, we've discussed in years past, that chapter 24 of Parshas Chayesara, chapter 24, which is 24 in Gematria, since we had a conversation this week about adding more Gematrias in, the Gematria 24 is Chaf Dalet. Chaf Dalet is 24. Now, also, the word Chaf Dalet actually appears in this chapter, the word Chaf Dalet, because the word Chaf Dalet, the letter 24, also spells Kad, which is the picture, which is what Rivka was very involved with in this story here. It mentions a couple times she's holding a pitcher of water. And we mentioned in the past, and we mentioned that's that. My brother-in-law, by one of his weddings, he gave me an old sefer printed over 100 years ago that someone wrote a sefer called Simen Kad. Simen means like chapter 24, but it's a play on word with Rivka of the Kadam thing. And it's all about the chapter 24, because that is the weird chapter that is done twice. First in the live event, and then a repetition of it. The only real chapter in the Torah that has it. Live and repetition. We said many times on this thing that if you look at this sefer, he's pointing out many of the differences. And basically it comes out that the original story and the other story is completely different. There's 115 plus differences. So when you would superimpose them, what looks like the same story, it comes out, as we've said in the past, the same joke. Eliezer was the first matchmaker of all time and clearly a pathological liar to try to make it work. And it did work. So he was a matchmaker, as he should be, lying to get the story even. But the story opens up. It's something we discussed a couple weeks ago. And someone, no name, said he wants me to do a little more gematrius once in a while. The number system, the acronym system. We have a couple of wild ones today in this class, even though some of us don't appreciate gematrius as well as others do. So it opens up. Page 109, chapter 24. Avram Zaken Babayam. Avram is old, well on years. Hashem, Berech es Avraham Bakol. God blessed Abraham with everything. So a couple weeks ago, since we're technically continuing on the theme of the positive commandment, the procreation, which is an obligation of a boy and a girl, we mentioned this pasuk. This pasuk is a great debate, what it means when it says Hashem blessed Abraham with everything. One rabbi in the Gemara, and Medrash, by the way, Michael in the Gemara, one rabbi said that Avraham Avinu was blessed with a daughter,
Whose name was
Bakol, the word it says here, Hashem blessed Avram Bakol. And one rabbi said he was blessed by not having a daughter. He was blessed by a daughter and a daughter. Now Rashi says here, fascinatingly, Rashi says, Berech es Hashem Bakol, Rashi quotes a Tanchuma, Bakol, the number system, Beis is 2, Kof is 20, Lamed is 30, 2 plus 20 plus 30 is 52. 52 is the numeric value of Ben, a son. So the first, and again, when you're reading the story regularly, simply, it's about he was blessed with a son, he's trying to marry off the son. The Gemara is having the debate, by the way, and that Rashi said, by the way, Bakol, Rashi doesn't mention the girl at all. Rashi says Bakol, it means a son, because the Gematria Bakol means Ben, and Rashi has on, since he had a son, he now has married him. The Gemara said that Bakol might mean a girl, or might not mean a girl. Either way it means. Now, the reason why it would be a girl is because you want to be blessed with everything. Everything would mean fulfillment of the mitzvah and everything in the world. On the other hand, Ramban, Nachmanides, 1200, says, no. It's better to not have a girl. The blessing is not to have a girl. He says, why is it a blessing not to have a daughter? So Ramban says, because in ancient time, which applies today as well, not exactly what you're thinking, but in ancient time, the girl would be married and go to the husband's family and land. So here, when Yitzchak gets married, Rivka comes into the holy space. That's very good. But if the girl would be born, she would go somewhere else. Who knows what would become of her? It wouldn't be a blessing to have a girl who's not religious and all that type of stuff. Therefore, the blessing is not to have the girl. Now, we just said a second ago that the word Bakol, numeric value 52, numeric value 52 equals the word Ben, the word son. 52 is son. Girl, daughter, Bas, numeric value 402. But the word says Bakal. Bakal makes more sense, 52. So one of the rabbis I saw 500 years ago, 500 years ago, once away, said, if you have Bakal equaling Ben, that will lean us toward that side. How do we get now to a Bakal meaning a girl also? It would make more sense to say Bakal means a man, because 52 equals 52. That's an easy fit. How do we do 52 equals 402? Can we get from 52 to 402? Can we have a pretzel gematria? But someone recently said, can we get some of these wild gematrias? Not my own, 500 years ago. But we have a number of different versions of how gematria works. And we've discussed this. So for example, easiest system is going to be Aleph is 1, Beis is 2, Gimel is 3. That's the most simple system around. There's another system which we've discussed. The spelling of the word equals this gematria. So for example, Aleph would be spelled out phonetically, Aleph Lamed Pei. Doesn't work in A, B, C, D, E, F. F would be E, F. You put the letters together. So that would be the number. Aleph would be equal in that case to 111. That's 1, 80, and 30 is 111. That's a second form of gematria that we do. Aleph Lamed Pei, spell out the words. Beis would be spelled Beis Yitzhak. With 412. You spell out the words. There's another gematria system. A third gematria system, since we requested a weird gematria this week. The third gematria system is opposite ends. So the Aleph is 400. The Beis becomes 300. It's the opposite system, called the At-Bash system. And by the way, Rashi quotes this in one place, in the Torah, for sure one place, but by the word Torahs. So it's not like a foreign idea. The early commentators quote this many times. Let's take the word in front of us. We only have two-letter words. It won't be drivers that great. The word bakal. So the Beis is the second letter. What's the reverse end of the second letter? If Aleph is 400, Beis is?
300.
And now for the two middle letters, on the Chaf and the Lamed, they are interchangeable. They're two middle letters of the alphabet. So it comes out to the same 50. Let's do it again. 52 plus 300, because the Beis becomes 300, because Adbash, the Beis is equal to a Shin. 52 is equal to Ben. The word spelled out as Bakol by itself equals 52. The word spelled out in reverse, Bakol, would be Shin Chof Lamet, which equals 352. 350. 350 plus 52, 402 equals the word daughter Bas. Let me do that slowly.
Why would you be adding 52 to it?
Oh, very good question. Very good question. Look, first let's get it straight, let's get it right. So the merit system is that the word Bakol can mean a ben, and it can't a son, that's equal. It can mean a daughter only when you add the word ben. So that would be, it wouldn't be a daughter, it would be a son and a daughter. So the easy interpretation to answer would be, Bakol represents he had both a boy and a girl. Boy and a girl, numeric value is Bakol. That would be the simple interpretation. We're going to come up with a wild one, a little out of order what I find about tonight, because of the question, the brilliant question by Fasco. Ksav Sofer, the great Ksav Sofer, son of the great Ksav Sofer. Ksav Sofer died in 1839, since we're doing numbers system today. And I've said over in this class many times that the Ksav Sofer became the rabbi in a place, if you can go to his grave today, you go to his grave today, not in Israel. You went to Hungary. Did you go there? You went to Ksav Sofer together? No, the you told me recently there. Ksav Sofer is buried right there in Freshburg, still around. He died in 1839. What I did discuss was that the Ksav Sofer lived 39 years as the rabbi in Freshburg, and then he was taken over the job by his oldest son, the Ksav Sofer, who then was the Rosh Hashiva for 33 years. Passed away in 1872. That's 33 years. Whose son took over? I guess how long he was rabbi before he passed away? 33 years. 33. Whose son took over? And then when it hit the 32nd year, he said to himself, let me think this through a little bit. And he went to his great uncle who was still alive. And he said, listen, my father, my grandfather, and my great grandfather survived as 33 years rabbi in Freshburg and then passed away. I'm at year 32. Any wise advice? He said, yes, leave Pressburg now and head to Palestine. Let's start adding the years together. 1872 and 33 is what? 1905. 1905 and 33 is? 1938. He told him to leave a year early. Get out now. And because of that, he survived the war. Because the other people who stayed in Pressburg, statistically, was not that good of a situation. Now, what did he say? He says an amazing idea. Mind-blowing. Answer Haskell's question to explain the gematria, to explain the Talmud of Passover, what's going on. And he says like this. He says that on some level, we know everyone creates their own reality. And what you put out there comes back at you. Not a yin-yang non-Jewish concept. We as Jews absolutely believe in this. And he said like this. Incredible. Pay attention, Michael, for this alone is worth it. When the angels told Sarah that she was going to have a kid, her response to that was mocking it, laughter, saying, dismissing it, saying, what? We're both too old to have a kid. She put out in the world the energy, if we could use such an American phrase, that they can't have kids. Now, what happened when Yitzhak was born? You know what the people said? She can't have kids. It ain't Abraham's kid. Because we know already Abraham can't have kids. So it's got to be from the abduction of Avimelech. She put out there something negative, said it as a joke, and it came back that the world now is saying this. How are we going to prove that it is okay? So one Rashi, one Medrash explains, next week's parasha, that Yitzchak was a twin image of Abraham. So clearly that would be a representation that she didn't do something else. But is that the ultimate proof? Okay, pretty good proof, but not ultimate. Not everyone looks like their parents. You could look like that, whatever. You can play games with that. Stop safe wants to say a wild idea. In the world we have today, it's an ethical question. Who's on? Bodenheim's on?
Mr. Bodenheim and Mr. Stephen.
Stephen, you're going to love this. Ethical question. Bodenheim's on.
I'm on. I'm here.
Good. This ethical question occurs today. It's not what happened then, but the idea does. That means God forbid, someone has a kid. This happens a lot in America. And they find out the kid has a certain form of, he needs a blood transfusion, a bone transfusion. He found that terrible disease in the bones. And they'll tell the parents, listen, we got to cause a transfer. In many circumstances, it becomes an ethical question. The parents will try successfully to conceive another child in order for that child to then hopefully be a match for a, what do you call the next word? A match for what?
What's the next word? Donor.
It's not a donor. Is it more? Okay. Match for their donor? Yeah. Well, donor's a good word, though. It means they have another kid in order to have a donor to have that child. And that became now, in America, because this became more recent thing, they could even IVF the kid to find out, okay, we'll potentially have six embryos. We'll pick out the one that we know is more of a match to futuristically produce this child that will help the living child. That's a concept we have in today. But the Ksav Sofer says, I can't say this. He says this goes well. The Ksav Sofer says that the reason the world was running around and the world was saying that Abraham could not produce a child, and we even know that Sarah, his wife, was saying it. How are we going to prove they could have a child? She was abducted. Now you prove it, Michael. You have another child. So what happens is, I am modifying the Ksav Sofer. I want that clear on tape. What I'm about to say, he does not say. I'm going to add to that, that who has to go through the pain of having a child? The one who started this process. Sarah began this process by making the joke, putting the energy in the world that Abraham can't produce. Therefore, we have to have another production. She has to go through the pregnancy. She has to go through that system. But getting pregnant, the world's not going to know about that. You get a little heavy, enough movies that you're putting a pillow underneath. How are we going to prove it's what's going on here? So she has to actually give birth again. For Abraham to have been proven, she wasn't abducted again. 10 months later, I make up a number, 10 months later, produce a child, which proves she was only with Abraham now, which proves Abraham can't have a child. So the bas, the daughter, proves the son. So Chaskel asks the question. The word bakol, how does it mean a daughter? It's either a son or a daughter. So our first answer was no, it means he had a son and a daughter. That's easy. I like that answer. To answer Chaskel's next question is, because the daughter proves the son is really his. Because until the daughter's born, you're not blessed with everything. I mean, you have it, but the world is mocking you and saying it ain't yours. So you have the girl, which proves the boy. Now, just in case, this sounds wild, but some Sofer has some fascinating, the Ksav Sofer has a fascinating detail from last week's parasha. In last week's parasha, they tell her that she's about to have a child, right? Where is Sarah, your wife? They said like this. This is what the angels are saying. In 1810, I will surely return to you at this time next year. And behold, Sarah, your wife, will have a son. Then it says Sarah was listening. Sarah was well on in her years. Sarah ceased to have the ability to have kids. Sarah laughed and says, how can it be? My husband is old. Then Hashem says to Sarah, then Hashem says to Abraham, is he going to have a child? Is anything not possible to me? And then when it says she gave birth, the phrase is, hold on, let me get the exact words up. Yud gimel yud ches yud. Yud gimel yud dalet. Lama zetachat lema amam el ben izakanti. Hayepol Hashem adabar. And it says over there, when it refers to Sarah, it's right here, it doesn't refer to Sarah as your wife. First it says, we will return and Sarah will have a child. Where is it supposed to place it? The first time it says, what page is that? 18. First time in Pasuk 10 it says, Vine ben l'Sarah ishtecha. Now Sarah, it says, I will surely return to you at this time next year. And behold, Sarah, your wife, will have a son. Then I said, that three psukim later, why is it that Sarah's laughing? Shall I bear a child? And at the appointed time, I will return to you at this time next year, and Sarah will have a son. That's what Hashem said. He took out your wife. Originally, the angel said, Sarah, your wife, will have a child. Then Sarah laughed. Then Hashem said, is it possible that she doesn't believe me? You'll see next year, Sarah will have a child. Sarah will have a son. Why did it say, Sarah, your wife, will have a son? Took out the word your wife. So the Ksav Sefer wants to say very simple. Because originally the decree was going to be that who was going to have the child? Husband and wife. Avram, you and your wife will have a child. Then Sarah made a mockery of it. Sarah put out there in the world, Abraham can't have kids. He's too old. So now the world is going to assume what? Sarah had a child without the husband. Same as why? Because at that point, no one believed it. So Sarah has to avoid now this mistake. So if I'm allowed to say such words, Sarah has to now create the situation where she will repent for this situation. How do you repent for the situation?
You have a lot of kids. You have kids right after Isaac. You have as many kids other as you kids. Can.
And the other kids prove this kid. So far to say, that when Abram has this kid, and we have to figure out what's happened to this child, whatever happens to this child, at one point, this child was a tremendous blessing regarding Yitzchak as well. Because when the child was born, before the configuration of the looks of everything, and Sarah was in public figure, never abducted, Sarah's birth to the second girl proved that Abraham's son was his, so he was now blessed with everything, because originally he was missing literally everything, that people were mocking him, saying it wasn't his own child. Clear?
Two objections.
I'm listening.
Objection number one is, we already know that Abraham can bear, he's given birth already to Ishmael, not to Sarah, but he has already demonstrated that he can be a father. So that's objection number one.
We'll get to it. Good, I like it. Just for the camera, because we said this, we've not everyone here. So objection one is, Abraham had already had kids prior. We'll get to that. I have an easy answer to that. Yeah. Stephen's going to answer that question. He's listening. Yeah. Go.
Objection number two is, we already have a midrash with Sarah suckling all the neighborhood children.
Oh, no. I said there is a midrash that she suckled. To answer both questions. The midrash that she suckled doesn't prove that it was Abraham's kid. That just proves she had the ability. We know she had the ability.
You have one for him and one for her. You have one proof for him. Well, I'm going one proof for her.
So the proof for her now gets disappeared because we never had a question on her in this conversation today. The conversation is about him. And all Sarah said was, not that Abraham was never capable of having a child. He reached the age where he's too old at this point. Yishmael was born, according to the Pentateuch, at least 13 years early. So within 13 years, not crazy to say. He needed the proof. I'm not totally against what he's saying, but I'm saying on that level. Now look at this story here, because it continues with the story comes. What happened to this girl becomes an obvious question. Tosfos asks, why didn't this girl marry Isaac? Because in the old days, it's possible, in the old days. But it's the question, what happened to this child? So some want to say two things. Now look at this thing here. Liz Lovin. On this week's parasha, unbelievable. So Eliezer shows up, miracles are occurring, money's being handed over, it's all coming good. Now what happens in verse 28? The maiden, that's the girl, told her mother, household, what's going on? Rebecca had a brother whose name was Lavan. I'm reading the words in English, 28. Lavan ran to the man outside. He ran. Then it says, for seeing the nose ring and the braces on his hand, he approached the man. Literally, one or the other. It started saying, it says, Vayoretz Lavan Elish, Lavan ran, and when he saw the jewelry, he walked toward the man. So the question they asked early, kind of, what's between the running and the walking? You're running, you see the jewelry, and you're walking, so what's going on? So one explanation could be, a Stephen Rosen type of explanation would be, yeah, you don't want to make it obvious. So you run until the guy sees you, then you're like, yeah, I was here the whole time. Yeah. You're not stalking. I wasn't stalking. I come to the store every day at 8 o'clock a.m. But I just ran 2.5 miles, and I'm panting for breath, and I'm swishing like a person. But so the easy answer would be, I ran to get in the way. And then I'm like, yeah, strolling along. Oh, you come here also. That's the easy answer. But the Ksav Seifer, who we're dealing with, the Ksav Seifer, who says this whole idea that there was a girl, and the girl was born out of the group. He says, you know what? Oh, I'm wrong. This is proven the Ksav Seifer. The Meshech Chachma says it. Charles is here with the Arsameach. He says, what's going from running to sin? He says that Lavan was aware of this girl. She still existed in this time. And when he heard that Abraham's servant showed up with a whole boatload of money, looking for a shidduch, looking for a matchmaking, he was like, I am here. Assuming that Eliezer was on a message, when are you looking to send out the matchmaker? For a daughter. The son is usually sits around and waits. And in the school system, and Sammy's going to prove it soon, is that the boy sits back and the names come flooding to the boy. And the girl has to make the effort. So when he hears, oh, Abraham's servant is here with a lot of cash, he's like, well, I got myself a girl.
Abraham's daughter, for sure, is his supposed daughter.
And he's running over there. And then what he sees the jewelry. And he's looking at the jewelry, he goes, no. You're looking to get me. You don't come to give jewelry. That's for a girl, which means you're coming for a son. Okay, I might as well finish the conversation. I'll walk toward you and see what's going on. Meshech Chachma. So the Meshech Chachma doesn't quote the Ksav Seifer. The Meshech Chachma is in addition to the Ksav Seifer. The Ksav Seifer is saying, well, the Medrash, let's go. The Medrash says there was a girl. We quoted a gematria from a different commentator that says it's a boy and a girl, the numeric system equals. We had a question, what do you need a boy and a girl for? Oh, because the girl created that the boy was his because of the Ksav Seifer. Okay, there is a girl. Do we ever see any mention of this girl anywhere? Well, there's one hint to it, what's going on from the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma says, yeah, when he was running and then he was walking, it was because he was thinking of that girl because she was still around. I'm saying that according to the Ksav Seifer, it's possible to say that the girl only had to live 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and then pass away. That would all be good. Now, be sure that distance says something fascinating also. When you go to the opening words of this parasha, we have in small and in large letters throughout the Torah. Here's one of the famous ones. The parasha opened with Sarah's lifetime. She was 127 years old. Sarah died, and Abraham came to eulogize Sarah and to bewail her. But the word bewail, if you have it in front of you, there's a small letter, chaf. The Rashi says, maybe she was older, so he wasn't wailing as much. Maybe he didn't want to prove that he was wailing over different things, over the IK, all types of things. The middle letter being small minimizes what he's crying for. That's how most people interpret. And the Shulay Distance says when you minimize a letter, it's to teach you to read it without the letter. That's the minimization. Not the minimizing of the letter of the middle word to make the whole word less. Minimize means read the word twice. Read it with the letter, read it without the letter. When you have the word, he came to eulogize Sarah and to bewail her, when you take out the chaf, it doesn't say bewailer. It says, now lifkoisa, Hebrew, vav, lamed, beis, chaf, saf, hey. Take out the chaf, vav, lamed, beis, saf, hey. Would read like this. Avram came to eulogize Sarah and her daughter. The Meshulah Diskim wants to say that they passed away at that time. And that's what's hinted at. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein, famous Rav Moshe Feinstein, big shoulders, says, now, by the way, Rav Shula Disson said this, is on his own. Later on, they found different manuscripts come out over the years. There were manuscripts of earlier Midrashim going back 1,000 years that seemed to say the same thing. Rav Shulam Disson, the brain worked like a guy 1,000 years ago. But Moshe Feinstein said, I don't care if Rav Shulam Disson says it. I don't care if a Medra says it. Erase it. No way to say that Abraham had to live with a girl and she lived for a long time. And then, because Abraham, Isaac was 37 at the Akedah. So if you want to go, I'm making this up, but the Ksav Sofer, have to be born a year later, that Abraham had a daughter that lived till 35 and had a sad ending with no children left over. He says, nah, erase it. It's a mistake. Now, that's a Moshe Feinstein, so bigger than all of us by far, combined by far, all of us on the screen by far. But our system, once again, we have a Medrash that says he did have a daughter. That's clear. The Moshe's not arguing that one. The Medrash said he had a daughter. We're saying maybe the daughter passed away right away. She was only born to prove she was born for the bone marrow transplant, to use a American phrase. But on one hand, she might have been alive in the end of this parasha, because Lavan thought she was alive. Or she might have passed at the end of the parasha, which much of I doesn't like. We will go on next week continuing. The reason I want to, one more thing, why we got to this week, besides Chai Sarah, is that what's interesting is all of these people who discussed this, he had it early, didn't have a goal, none of them that I found yet seemed to say, wait a second, how could you say it's a bracha not to have a girl? He didn't fulfill the mitzvah for Rubu, which is what officially we're discussing these few weeks. Next week we go further. Thank you again. Good to see you, Bodenheim and Steven.
Hope that just quickly, additionally, you mentioned that it would not be good if he had a girl because she went off.
The Ramban,
except for all one of them, all of his sons went off too, right?
Okay.
Say it again.
Except for one of them, except for Yitzchak, all of his sons went off as well.
Good point. All of the other children Abraham had, not religious, but the Ramban, excellent. The Ramban adds on the detail from his child that he would have had with Sarah, as if to say the children he had with Keturah, not as great of a damaging situation. Good question. He addresses it. I'm not saying the answer is clear, but that's what he said. That is the answer. It's clear. Why it would be so much less damaging? Okay, that's, he still married him. But that those kids are not as, whatever the word is.
Off
the Derek. Off the Derek is they were not, all Keturah's kids. Again, we said it a couple years ago. Rashi says that they took, it seems like all the black magic and moved to the Far East. Like all the samurai stuff could have been coming from Abraham's days.
Right.
All the magic was in that generation. Okay, good class. Thanks again.